It's time for Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life Engineering starts now.
Hey everybody, we've got a great show for you today. Get ready for this powerful strategy to let go of regrets. Really? Yeah. What is it about regret? I mean, just say the word regrets. Just say it. I mean, it's like heavy. It's like, my head, it's going to explode over this. But what does it mean? What if you could learn how not to have them? But more importantly, but even if you do, how to let go. Gabriella, right. I mean, regrets, I can't even explain the vibrational energy of them. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like the heaviest thing that we just carry. We just carry them, don't we?
It's so heavy and has such a profound impact on our ability to move forward. But I'll tell you, the reason that it's so heavy is because, do you know what's one of the most important relationships we have in our lives? It's not with ourselves. It's with our results.
Oh my gosh.
So we're all born worthy, right? However, very quickly, we start building some kind of disorder or disordered perception of who we are based on our results and achievements.
Yeah.
So we start correlating our self-worth with our results. And that's how regrets are born, right? Yeah. As you said, they are such a heavy load to carry, and they truly can keep someone sick, bitter, frustrated. They really, you know, suck the joy out of our lives.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do in this half hour together. Let's help ourselves and everyone let go of regrets. Sounds good.
I love that you brought this up, because I have to tell you, I was talking with a couple of people this week, and I couldn't figure out what was going on with them, right? I mean, a lot of my life, I'm not perfect. I'm not. But a lot of my life, I'm optimistic, or I'm very grateful. But every once in a while, I will pick up on somebody else's stuff. And it usually has to do with regrets, although they don't say it. See, this is the insidious nature of regret. That's we don't right. actually say, oh, Gabriella, I just so regret. We don't say that, but we say other things that mean the same thing.
But that's right.
What is an example? Let's go talk about why we have regrets, but let's just lay out an example for people. We don't say, I regret investing this money in myself and my business. We don't say that, but we start complaining.
That's right. And we start thinking, I wish I didn't. Right? I wish I didn't. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
And then, of course, we're living in the past and we're not able to move forward. And not only that, when we say it's not what I thought it would be, that's such an entitled sentence to say it's not what I thought it would be. Because basically it means I came with my set of expectations and it should be the way that I want it to be. Right. So when people say it's not what I thought it would be, it's kind of like, well, maybe your thinking was wrong. And we want to be open to grow and change and course correct and make it what we would like it to be.
Yeah.
But that thought, it's not what I thought it would be. We even use it in relationships. It's not what I thought it would be to be married. It's not what I thought it would be to be working in that place. So change it, make it better. Right.
Okay. Now you're talking to some. Let's get in here, because now we're talking about, let's talk about the five regrets. But you're talking about something so important. It has to be a theme throughout the show. I know it's a half hour, but I'm telling you, this is a very important message. So much of the regret energy is coming up now for people. You know, it took a year to kind of get things like the mishmash of the chaos and a little get our footings. And now we've had time to think, oh, I should have. Oh, I would have. Oh, I could have. Oh, I didn't. But what you're talking about, it's just, it seems to be taking on a life of its own. What the heck is going on with the regrets?
And you know, we are in what? In March, right? We are kind of in the beginning of the year. Usually our regrets hit us towards the end of the year. And then we think that the new year starts and we're going to carry the regrets from the past year and move forward. And we start feeling the weight. So the invitation really is we're just in the first, the first months of the year, we still have time. Let's release at least the regrets we're carrying from past year so we can truly move forward and make 2024 the best year ever.
Thank you. Look, let's get into this. What is a regret? Let's have you talk about it, because all I know today is you just said something. It was last year was this year where we were figuring it out. But now this first quarter, I think people are having like awakenings. Like they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that last year, or I did it and I should, like that. But what does a regret mean? What does that mean?
It's the feeling of remorse and or guilt from the past, right? From our choices. It really is a relationship with choice, which is the most fundamental relationship we have, because we have free will, right? Yeah. We learn through choices and free will. We were created that way for a reason. So we learn to have this healthy relationship with choices. So a regretful choice is a choice that we either wish we didn't do at all, or it didn't go according to what we expected it to be. And of course, judgment, we don't want to live without judgment. It's an important virtue, right? Good judgment. It balances kindness that is more unconditional, right? When things are unconditional, then they can become completely unbalanced. Mm-hmm. But good judgment has to be balanced too. And we also need to know how to judge our choices, because it's poor judgment of our choices that leads us to regret.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you talked about this earlier. I'm not going to really bring it up a lot here, but you're touching on it without saying it. We're not accountable to us for our own decisions. You see, when you say choices, I do believe that we have one true freedom in this world, and that's the freedom to choose. I really do. I mean, maybe is that little myopic? Is that a little narrow thinking? But I really do. I think that there are a lot of freedoms, but we do have the freedom to choose how we think, how we feel, what we drink, what we eat, what we spend money on. Nobody can take the freedom to choose away from us. Even if you've been enslaved, you still have a choice of how you're going to, Viktor Frankl. But here you are, without talking about accountability, we have to talk about results in, outcomes in, as if we got to own it. Like, it's so easy, Gabriella, for me to say, oh, that Emily, right? I mean, I would never say that, because that's not, Emily is the best. Or that Linda. But regrets.
Well, that would be one extreme. What you're sharing is the blaming. And that's, of course, lack of complete accountability.
Thank you.
But then we have people that will go to the other extreme and blame themselves for everything. And be very, very harsh on their choices. That is also not what we are aiming for. We're aiming for good judgment, and good judgment starts by having this healthy relationship with our results. And typically, when we look at our choices, we judge our choices based on resulting. We default to resulting, which is so beautifully explained by Annie Duke in her book, How to Decide. And she gives, I think we shared that example in a past episode, she gives the example that resulting means that you judge your choices based on the result. So if the results were amazing, you said it was the right choice. But if the results were not what you were looking for, we judge that choice, we say it was the wrong choice. And she gives that example, if that model was correct, let's put it to the test. She gives the example of you driving in a green light, which is obviously according to the law, and getting into a car accident, and you driving on the red light and nothing happens. If we're judging the choice based on the result, then it means that driving on a red light is okay and on a green light is wrong. It was not the right choice, right?
I know. This is so, I think we may end up having to do a part one and a part two. We may have to add an extra show in it, somewhere in between this, because there is an energy right now. You nailed it. I don't even know how you picked this topic, but by picking this topic, we can help a lot of people. You see, I know we're talking about the downside of this, but boy, Gabriella, let me ask you, there is the light at the end of the tunnel if we can get and clear these, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So the first really step is not to default to resulting and not concluding that a choice was wrong because it didn't go according to how we want it to go. In fact, if we made a choice with our best intentions, with the best knowledge we had at the time, from a place of courage and with a good heart, it was probably the right choice, even if the result was a disaster. Because you know what? Who said that the alternative choice would have been better? That also we don't know, right? Well, I should have done that. Who told you that, right?
Somebody made a statement to me this morning, and I just hold my head sometimes because I don't know what to do. Now, I don't hold my head on a Zoom call because that would be inappropriate, right? But you can feel me holding my head right now, can't you? And they made a statement because 9 times out of 10, they come to you because you're the expert, and then they tell you what other people say. I know you run into this in your business. I know you must. But it's fascinating. Somebody made a statement to me today that's all about regrets. This is what they said. And this leads to number two that you're going to talk about. You ready?
Yes.
They said, well, you know, you're doing things the old way. Websites are the old way. Social media is the new way that you get clients. And I'm like, okay, Hollywood cannot even get people to go to theater with social media. So I'm thinking this to myself, but this is a regret person. This is somebody that is trying to overcome something by making something, some outcome, not good.
That's right.
What if everything was good? But let's talk about number two. How stuck in the past do we want to be, Gabriella, for real?
Well, it depends really on you, but for me, I want to move forward because my soul is here to have a blast. So as long as I am tied into my past regrets, like with a stud, I cannot move forward. And, you know, resulting leads to regret. It leads to avoidance. It leads to avoidance of new opportunities and, of course, getting stuck. But more than that, it can make somebody be sick. So definitely we don't want to carry them. And that's why, right? That's why the book from the Australian nurse, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, right? The palliative care nurse, Bonnie Ware, she said that she actually did the work of listing the top 5 regrets people have at the end of their lives. There's a reason why this is what we talk at the end of our lives. It's what we remember, not our failures, not our successes, our regrets. And most people say, I wish I had the courage to live a truthful life, to be true to myself, and not to follow what people expected from me. Basically, the biggest regret, in other words, is unfulfilled dreams. When we're stuck in the past, we're not able to dream or move forward. Now, maybe we're able to dream, we're not able to fulfill them. And you know what? Most people live a life of contentment. Contempt. Contempt means that I have no passion, no desire. This is, for me, the worst, because it means I'm completely indifferent to how I live my life.
Yeah. The juiciness has gone. It's gone.
Somebody asked me the other day, what makes me happy. That's a very, you know, insightful question. You yeah. really have to think about that. And I said, for me, what makes me happy, I started using words, desire, passion. In other words, lack of contempt. I cannot live a life of contempt. So really unfulfilled dreams creates that. It's like seeing a dead man walking and you see that in their eyes.
Yeah.
So lack of expression and lack of authenticity, they can actually break someone's soul.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody this morning. I cannot believe we're even talking about this, but I'm going to make this really brief. I'm going to give you an abbreviated version. I was talking with Linda this morning and we were talking about last year, and I made a decision last year. I'm a business owner. Our network's growing, but I made a decision because my number one priority is my best friend, Linda. And she was on her deathbed, literally. When I showed up May 19th, nobody thought she'd wake up the next day. And I made a decision without even thinking. So I want to talk to you about this because it's the idea of this intuitive knowing. But I made a decision to go back. And she and I were just talking today. And I thought about the impact of it. Now, this is not a regret conversation. It's being able to put things in perspective so that the future can be designed. And when we talked about it, it was interesting how we reflected on what amazing results, I'm going to use results, happened with her health, the amazing progression. But the question came up, not my question, but I want you to answer it because it ties right in. But what was sacrificed, Gabriella? You see, this whole idea of what was sacrificed, everything is outcome related.
I think we always sacrifice something. And probably when we are debating whether we should move forward, take that direction or the other, I think one of the easiest way for us to be clear about what we want to do is to list what is the price we want to pay or the sacrifice for moving forward. What would we need to let go and sacrifice and maybe compromise on in order to fulfill our dreams? Yeah. But at the same time, to list what is the sacrifice or the price of staying where we are stuck in the past.
Yeah.
And then when we have both in front of our eyes, we can truly choose and realize that there's going to be a sacrifice, but we get to choose which one we're not willing to pay, which price we're not willing to pay.
I love this because this is how we're going to clear the regret. Let's do this because this is it. Now, fast forward to what the last part of the story was, you know what? I'm going to offer people, this was my outcome. I'm going to, big problem, long story, but here's the outcome. You know what? I think as we move forward and we're raising funds, we got great things. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer people that invest seriously in my company a percentage of growth for the next 10 years, percentage of our profits for the next 10 years. You could have heard a pin drop in that room, but I said it, no regrets. I don't have regrets about it, but let's talk about what probably had to get cleared out for me to get to that point. Right now, I will tell you the shock on everybody's face has to wear off, but tell us how we clear the regrets. Because obviously I cleared something to get to the point that felt so good for me in that moment.
That's right. When you let go of what doesn't serve you, you make room for what serves you, right? It's about creating the container for the blessings to come. And part of the way of making sure that not only you have a container, but there's room for more is clearing regrets because it takes a lot of space. So the first step on clearing regret is, of course, to understand, well, what do we truly regret, right? So if you regret a choice you made, an action you took, a word you said, a decision you didn't make or an action you didn't take, right? Then you want to understand, what did you learn from that? But more importantly, what did you learn from doing what you ended up doing or avoiding? And then asking yourself, which is the question that I love the most, how does it serve you to hold on to the regret today? Because, okay, this is from the past. Why are you holding on to it today? For the most part, we hold on to regrets to avoid making the same mistake again. But here's the thing. It also makes us avoid trying again, right? It keeps us stuck. So then that becomes the mistake. If an event from the past is keeping you stuck and not allowing you to move forward, then it's a mistake. If you learn from it and realize you won't do that again, then it wasn't a mistake.
This is so good.
So we want to list the price of keeping the regret, which is usually protection, safety, right? But we also want to list the price of avoidance, as we said before. And now when we have both, we get to make the choice again. But this time, we're making a choice from a place of knowledge, because we already made that mistake. We learned from that. So now that we're wiser, what are we choosing to do? Because learning, but keep behaving like the old version of you, that's a mistake, right? So you learned, what are you going to do with that knowledge? If you don't move forward, then it's wasted knowledge.
Oh my God, this is so important. My first 6 months going back to school, like I'm an older student, right? Go back to school. Cherry Granrose, who became my advisor, great person. First 6 months, it was horrible. It was like I had been a corporate executive. Now I'm in school. Everything's in red, just like pages in red. And I remember this moment. This is the moment I think you're talking about. I watched two of my classmates get so annoyed. They didn't do what the professor said. Take this, make the changes and come back. Both of them got an F in a major course. I made all the changes. I learned something from that. I grit my teeth. I hated doing it, but I did it. These are simple things, but isn't this what you're talking about? We don't have to have a major regret. Every day we have an opportunity.
That's right. It's about listing. What did I learn and how do I use that knowledge now to move forward? Because when you look back at the past, you realize that if you did what you did, you either didn't know any better or you were protecting yourself. But now you know better. What are you going to do with that? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it was a complete waste of choice and consequence, right? I have a beautiful example of that. In 2018, when the year my father passed away, we had our 20-year anniversary with my husband, and we did like a mini celebration, and we had friends and our family came to visit. My brother, my mother, my brother's family came to visit. And it was a beautiful evening. And at the end of the evening, I realized that it was such a rare opportunity that all my family is together and I didn't take group pictures. We had taken sporadic pictures, but we haven't posed and take a group picture of me with my mom, my children, husband, my brother, you know, the family. And I felt so bad and so guilty that I missed that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I could feel the regrets in my heart. I was judging myself. And then I decided to connect and meditate on this. And I said, why did I do that? And you know what I received? That wise voice of the universe said, well, had you all been posing nicely to take a group picture, it would be very evident that your father is missing, that there's a space that is missing. My father had passed a few months before that. And you wouldn't be able to handle that. It would have completely ruined the party. It would have crushed your mother and yourself. And that's why you kind of forgot to take group pictures completely unconsciously, obviously.
Yeah.
When I heard that explanation, it was music to my ears. I was able to completely stop blaming myself, let go of the regret, and realize that for the most part, everything we do, it's either to protect ourselves or because we didn't know any better. And how can I blame myself for not knowing any better? The only reason I would blame myself for not knowing any better is if today that I do know better, I do nothing about that and I stay where I am. And that's really the essence of the regret. We're all always learning. But if you don't use the knowledge you learned, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a missed opportunity. It's a missed opportunity. You know, I mean, I love how the energy of regret comes up for us to see the next opportunity if we could really get to that place. Isn't that what you all do? Isn't that what you help your coaches with understand and how to help other people at Coaching Academy?
That's right.
Is a big thing that holds people back.
That's right. Because we have this coming weekend, a beautiful class about releasing, uncovering our gifts, releasing the blocks, so we can express our highest potential value. And this relates to the quote from Simon Sinek. He says, if you work hard for something you don't care, that's stress or sacrifice. If you work hard for something you care, love, and you are passionate about, that's pure passion. And for me, when I was asked what happiness is all about, for me, that's happiness. And what the nurse, the palliative care nurse was saying, this is what people regret the most, not living a passionate life. Having sacrificed and lived a life of stress for something they actually don't really care about. Yeah. So I think this, you know, in the opening of the podcast, we have living a life of no regrets, right? I was listening to that before we started talking. And I think this is much more impactful than we think it is to let go of regrets. We don't want to carry that on our body, on ourselves. It can make us sick and crush our soul.
It's an unconscious, our unconscious selves become obsessed. They feed each other, regret over regret over regret. We feel it in our stomach, don't we? We feel the knots. We're so easily triggered. But this is so important. Otherwise, regrets will kill more dreams than fear. This is why you're talking about it, isn't it?
I hear you say regrets will kill more dreams, and I get it. Yeah, it's like I can't even listen to that. And like you said, one regret leads you to not move forward, so then you create another regret, and it's a snowball, right?
Yeah,
and. We don't want to end our lives with dreams unfulfilled or emotions unexpressed or feelings unexpressed. We're here to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we have free will.
I want to end this with a personal message from you about forgiving oneself. Because, and also what we want to leave everybody with, because I really want folks to walk away from this and literally think about taking an action to help themselves. Can you help us with your closing message?
Absolutely. In the previous episode, we talked about perfection. And I think that the biggest mistake is holding regrets to protect ourselves, it's the attempt to be perfect. It's because we believe we need to be perfect. That's the most entitled thought or thing we can do, is to hold on to regrets. The humblest act of courage is to forgive ourselves. When you forgive yourself, you course correct, okay? You don't run into the same wall. You course correct and you try again. That's truly the most humble act, and it's an act of self-love. And we get to choose whether the person we want to be is a person who forgives himself, learns, and expresses who we are, or a person that oppresses, avoids, and stays small.
Thank you so much for this. Please tell people how they can find out more about you. Gabriella, this is so very, very important. And in the next shows, we'll talk about why. How do they find out more about you, please?
Yes, they can find us at coachingacademy.net.
And I don't know if you have courses people can take. Whatever it is, can they find it there?
Absolutely. There's a course calendar, and we have this weekend, we had a two-day course that addresses exactly this. It's all about expressing our full potential. So it's open for anybody. There are no prerequisites. Coachingacademy.net, course calendar, they can find it. Living your highest potential value.
Gabriella, I cannot thank you enough. This is a personal thank you from me to you. I meet a lot of people in 20 years. But I'm talking with somebody that is so on the pulse of the energy that's holding people back. And I am so amazed and impressed with what you are doing, not just in doing the show, but what you're doing at the Academy, how you're building these wonderful coaches to help the rest of us live our dream. I can't thank you enough for that, Gabriella. I'm getting a little choked up right now. Thank you, Gabriella.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I want to say to everyone out there, this is such an important conversation. And the only thing we could ask you to do is it's okay to face yourself. Get the help you need. Reach out. Find out what you can do to let go, because this world is not meant for you to live a life of regrets. Gabriella, thank you. Emily, thank you. To all of you, you're the best audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at CoachingAcademy.net.